Yeah, I'd say it's also inexcusable. I mean, for a team that has to win, you can't blame the fans. They were there in full force. Place was sold out. You can't say, you had some bad breaks and you got down early and you never got back. You were winning at halftime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 13-10 at halftime. Mm-hmm. You got every reason to come out in the second half and continue the way you're going. And, man, it was like watching two different football games.
Yeah, it's really weird because you would think that, going up 3 points at halftime, we come out and with even more intensity in the second half, and you know why that didn't happen. Boy, I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting tomorrow looking at the film to see exactly what happened. But I mean, there really is no excuse for it.
Well, and I have to think that every loss counts the same in theory, and every win counts the same in theory. Mm-hmm. But a loss that puts you to 2-5 versus a win that could have had you 3-4. It's really the difference in a lot of people's minds between a season with hope and a season with, an inch of hope. Because now you're in a situation where you almost have to win every game that's left to make the playoffs. 11-5 will get you into playoffs. 10-6 may not, depending on who you're tied with. So that's a pretty tough road to hoe. You're not even into November yet, and you're in a must-win situation for every week that you have left.
Yeah, the hope is fading fast, and I think we have enough character really to come out and play hard. And the thing about today that I like to point out is that it'd be different if, we weren't playing hard. We were playing hard, but we were just making, really mistakes that you don't know. It's like, those mistakes should have been, you don't make those mistakes at this level. Most teams in college don't even make those kind of mistakes. Mm-hmm. Even in high school,
You're talking mostly about penalties.
Yeah,
you're talking
about penalties and just stopping important drives, right, and things like that.
What penalty? Give me a couple of examples of things that really frustrated you, penalties, because they were all across the board. There were 14.
It was 14 of them. I'm not going to point out one.
Mean a guy's name or who did it, but I mean to holding calls or too many men on the field or delay of game. Or I mean, these are the kind of things that you say you shouldn't make these things even if you're in high school.
I think if the game is important enough to you, you just don't have those kind of mistakes.
Yeah.
And I can't go and say, every individual, take every individual and ask, who the game matters to or who it doesn't matter to. But you just don't normally see that, and I don't know where it comes from. We practice hard, things like that. I don't know, but if it's really important to you and it matters, and you really want to win, then that just doesn't happen.
Mm. Barry, it sounds like you're questioning if there are people in there that it matters to. I mean, is that, are we reading you correctly?
Well, no. I mean, you play the game and you assume that this guy's your teammate. He automatically wants to win, I guess. But, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know because, I don't know what the real purpose or, why it happened. But, shouldn't happen.
Well, have you, Barry Sanders, had it? I mean, you're 30 years old. We all went through. If everyone in this room has already passed 30, some of us have passed 40.
I'll be there next week.
And you'll be at where next week?
30.
Oh, you'll be in the studio next week. Yeah, keep talking. But it's a time at which you start to think about things with your life and your career, and hey, where am I? Where am I going? That kind of thing. You've been in Detroit your whole career. You've had seasons like this before. Are you saying to yourself, I'm not getting any younger, and this team is not necessarily moving in any direction that is going to be positive within a short period of time? I mean, are you fed up?
Yeah, I don't know. Another thing I was going to mention is that, the game is hard enough as it is, playing teams like Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, you're going to get beat certain plays,
So it don't
just,
beat
it
yourself.
It don't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to have, almost 200 yards in penalties. But I don't know. I'm pretty patient, and I haven't given up on the season. I haven't given up on the season, and one reason I haven't given up is because we've been in this position before, and it's kind of it's almost like that movie, Groundhog Day.
Right.
It's like no matter how hard you practice, who your coach is,
it's the same game over and over again.
What's going on? Yeah. Yeah. Same season.
That's what strikes me about this because, as you know, Barry, fans for years loved to blame Wayne Fonts. Then they love to blame Scott Mitchell. Wayne's gone. Scott's all but gone. He's not playing. And you see the same old thing. I'm sure that's as frustrating to you as it is the fans. I mean, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
kind of doesn't matter. Well, yeah.
You know, we're getting the same results. And, I don't know where it's coming from. Hey, maybe we just need to practice a little less.
You know, that's often the answer. Let's practice
off.
A little less.
Yeah. Run that one by Bobby Ross.
Well, you've already tried practicing more, so I guess you have to try practicing less.
Hey, sounds good to me. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But fortunately, we had a real monster first couple weeks as far as the teams that we had to play.
All right.
The real tough part of our schedule was at the beginning. So, you know, not to take anything away from the teams that we have to play, but they're not Vikings and they're not Packers left type teams left to play. So, maybe looking on the bright side, maybe something can come out.
On the other hand, you know, you look at the Minnesota Vikings. They're in your division. You play them twice a year, every year. You know them as well as you know any other team. You've watched them be good, mediocre. They had one season where they were like 5-11, then back to mediocre and good. And now they're 7-0. In all your time in a Central Division team that plays the Vikings all the time, you've never been on a team that was 7-0. I mean, this team has never gotten to the level where it's been great. Great, great. There was a one season with 12-4, which finished strong again, like the Lions always tend to do. But when you see a guy like Jerry Ball in a Minnesota uniform now, as you've seen a lot of your other teammates, ex-teammates, leave the team, go on, some of them even win Super Bowl rings, is there part of you that says maybe the only answer is to switch uniforms?
Yeah, maybe I should call Jerry up and just ask him, Jerry, what is it like to be 7-0, man? God.
I asked him that today.
You did?
I did.
I bet he had a nice long answer for you.
John Randall was standing next to him, and Randall says to him, "You want me to get rid of this guy? You want me to get rid of this guy?"
Meaning you.
Yeah, me. Jerry, you want me to get rid of this guy? I'll just get rid of him if you want me to. I'm thinking, yeah, okay. You really need John Randall to get rid of me. And I'm a threat. I'm a threat to Jerry Ball. Gosh. Jerry Ball can squash me with his foot if he wants to.
And Jerry has his own bodyguards now.
Yeah, Jerry's got his bodyguards. Randall to the left and another big guy to the right. He says, no, I'll talk to him. I know this guy. But he said that it was – I said, you know, what's the difference? What's it like? He said, this is a winning atmosphere from the beginning. We don't ever talk about losing. No one brings up the past. He said they didn't even watch game film of you guys from your first game. He said because they figured you're a better team than that. And even though they beat you in the first game, they said, well, they're better, so let's not even watch film of what they used to be. Let's just watch of where they are right now. And they said there's no looking back here. The attitude from everybody here is we are going to win. He said, and in Detroit, you know, you come into the town and all everybody tells you is it's been 30 years of losing. You're supposed to lose. And this is what happens with the Lions all the time. And there's kind of a difference. I got to tell you, I went in that locker room and that guy who owns the team, Red McCombs. Red Skelton, whatever his name is. He came and Randall Cunningham walked in and Red was across the room and he goes, Randall, like that. He starts yelling. I'm thinking, who is this guy? It's a maniac. Who that let them? And then I realized that's the owner of the team. And Randall goes running over. He gives him a big hug. And he goes, God, you were great, man. You were great. You did a great job. And, you know, he's got all this effervescence and he's really into the whole winning thing. He gave Denny Green a 2-year whatever contract extension or $5 million contract extension at the beginning of the season, which the player said, hey, that shows that the owner's really into it. Is that the kind of stuff, Barry, that's missing from this team?
Man, I'm just listening to you saying, wow.
You're jealous.
Really,
wow. You want to be hugged by Red,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. I just want a hug.
No.
I just want a hug.
No, I think those are some key points. I think, man, we spend hours watching film. And I've thought that very same thing. You know, we're watching film of and because this game is about so many adjustments. Mm-hmm. You know, and perfect example is that this week in practice, our coaches were saying, you know, they haven't stopped this particular route all year long. And if our coaches notice that, you know their coaches notice
that.
And going up against a team like us, you know, with our receivers, I mean, you know they're going to practice that.
Right.
You know, so, I think, you know, that's pretty good. I'm impressed with that.
Uh-huh.
That seems like a great football atmosphere. And, you know, I don't know if that's exactly what we're missing or what, you know, would make the difference here. You know, I don't know, but you're right. I mean, I've never been on a team that's 7-0 or 6-0 or whatever. That would be wonderful.
Fred, before you ask the question, I got it periodically throughout the course of these anniversary shows. Mm-hmm. My producer, Kerry Alexander, throws these surprise callers on to say a happy anniversary. I never know who they are. And she gets a big kick out of watching my facial expression change. So, hello, surprise caller.
Yeah, Mitch, it's probably one of your oldest fans. This is Gordy Howe. I want to wish you the very best.
Oh, thank you, Gordy. Well, thank you very much. You've been a guest on this program several times.
Yes, I have, and that's why I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
My wife and I had a great time.
Yeah, I remember we moved a few books for you that night, too. That was up at E.G. Nick's restaurant.
Yeah. And we've been in a good position with that book to share our life as well.
Well, say hi to Barry Sanders here. This is Gordy Howe.
Hi, Barry.
Hello. How are you doing?
Very good,
you,
sir.
You do know who Gordy is, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the Barry Sanders of the Hockey League.
Hey, he's Barry Sanders of hockey. Go back a few years ago, and he's definitely Barry Sanders. Well, it's very kind of you to call in, Gordy. Thank you so much.
Oh, very well.
We look forward to having you on shortly.
Okay, and Mrs. Howe said to send her best.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
All right, Gordy Howe. You know, because wasn't there one time that, was it Sparky Anderson? Was it Sparky Anderson, Barry?
I
had Sparky Anderson on the program when you were on, and you said, and he was the current manager of the Tigers.
He said, who's that, huh?
He said, who's that?
For a minute there, I thought Barry was a caller from Westland or something.
Anything. I didn't want to assume anything, because Barry, and it's one of the things I admire about Barry, when he's away from sports, he's away from sports. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to live on SportsCenter alone, so we don't assume that he knows.
You know, I had we had a TV back in Wichita growing up. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the snake ate it.
Oh, Gordy Howe is.
You know, all right, good. Well, we'll come back with Barry Sanders. We'll get to Fred's question there. Take your phone calls for Barry at 313-875-4476 or 1-800-859-0957. Steve Eiserman, the captain of the Red Wings, is coming up as well. And the big trivia trifecta anniversary contest with some tremendous prizes, including Lions tickets and Red Wings tickets as well. Each break, as we go out, we're going to flash back on some earlier memories of Sunday Sports Album moments of the past 10 years. Listen up. The Red Wings' Bob Probert, our guest here on the Sunday Sports Album.
When do you think you reached the point, rock bottom, so to speak, where you said to yourself, I got to do something here or I may not live to see the alternative?
The way I was going, Mitch, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise what did happen to me, because I look at that as being my bottom. You know, I'm sure I can go lower, but I choose not to to do that, to go back to the lifestyle that I was keeping, because I know that that this disease is progressive and it does get worse, and it got bad enough for me, and I don't want it to get any worse.
The following ad wasn't tested for effectiveness. It wasn't.
I'm Andy Jacob, president of Worldwide Financial, reminding Wolverine and Red Wing fans to pick up their free game schedules inside the WJR Radio Guide at Big Boy. Go Blue, go Wings, and homeowners, go to Worldwide for cash fast when you need it most at 1-800-807-YES. And get your WJR Radio Guide while supplies last at participating Big Boys throughout Michigan. From Worldwide Financial and your station for the Wolverines and Red Wings, 760 WJR.
This is Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions. Happy anniversary to the most consistent players in the game, Mitch Album and the Sunday Sports Album.
It shows you how many times Barry's been in here. And I think he recorded that 2 or 3 years ago. Thanks tonight to our sponsors here on the Sunday Sports Album who have been great with us. And they've been with us for a long time. And it's a mark of the fact that they believe in this program and they've been sponsoring it for quite a long time. You don't always have that with advertisers who sometimes come and go, but our thanks to Colony Marine and Algonac Pontiac and St. Clair Shores and your greater Detroit Toyota dealers who purchased over $5 billion from U.S. suppliers, and both of these two have been with us really since we've been on the air here at WJR, and that's pretty remarkable. Transportation for tonight's guest provided by En Vogue Limousine, Southeastern Michigan's number one limousine service. When only the best will do, call 1-888-672-LIMO. All credit cards are accepted. E.G. Nick's on Maple Road between Farmington Road and Orchard Lake Road and West Bloomfield has always been our one-stop food place. In fact, Barry, I think it's the reason that we get as many players in on this show as it is. It's the ribs and the Harmony House gift certificate, isn't it?
Those ribs are impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, barbecue ribs and chicken.
Yeah.
And the pizza's hot.
You know, when you go into a locker room like the Lions and players stop you and say, hey man, when are you going to have me on your show? when are you going to have me on your show? And I said, well, why do you want to come to the show? I need some ribs.
Yeah.
I need a Harmony House CD, you know, so yeah. Okay. I thought you wanted to talk to me. Well, yeah, yeah, no, I do, but I'm running out of ribs. So, and Barry always gets a nice, we have a whole box, I think a whole.
He gets a carry out?
Yeah. Well, what do ribs come in, like a?
In a container.
Container? Okay, we have
slabs.
A container.
Slab. A slab.
Yeah, yeah, we have, but no, the slabs come in something. Oh, like a big container right. of slabs. We have that right. for you.
I know. Oh, you get good. A couple to go.
Good, all right. Yeah.
And pizzas.
How come
and
no slaw?
Coleslaw?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hot pizzas, right? Hot pizzas.
Hot pizzas. Right. Hot pizzas. Also, thanks to the Red Wings, who are helping provide some of our prizes for the Trivia Trifecta tonight. To order the latest Red Wings merchandise and the brand new merchandise catalog, call the pros at the Joe at 1-800-WINGS-25. Barry Sanders, our guest here on the Sunday Sports Album 10-year anniversary.